This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Max Lucado is from San Antonio, Texas. He says this, one of the best Christian writers there is, in my opinion. Can I speak, or may I speak candidly with you for a few moments? For some of you, the journey has been long and stormy. In no way do I wish to minimize the difficulties that you've had to face along the way. Some of you have shouldered burdens that few of us could carry. You have said goodbye to lifelong partners. You have been robbed of lifelong dreams. You have been given bodies that can't sustain your spirit. You have spouses who can't tolerate your faith, and you're tired. It's hard for you to see the city in the midst of the storm. You want to go on, but some days the road seems so lost. Let me encourage you. It's worth it. God never said that the journey would be easy, but he did say that the arrival would be worthwhile. Remember this. God may not do what you want, but he will do what is right and best. There's somebody here today came just to hear this sentence, and I really mean that. You came here today just to hear that, so I'm going to read it again. Remember this, God may not do what you want, but he will do what is right and best. He's the father of the forward motion. Trust him. He will get you home, and the trials of the trip will be lost in the joy of the feast. I want you again mentally to do another exercise. And I want you to think of the weakness that's in your home. I'm not talking about physical weakness necessarily. It can be physical. The weakness that's in your marriage, the weakness that's in your job performance, the weakness that's in your career movement, the weakness that's in your educational process. And ask yourself this question, am I willing to place that, figuratively speaking, at the feet of Christ and say, Lord, I'm going to trust you with this. I'm going to offer up my weakness as an offering to you. And you know what the Lord will do? He'll honor that. Because I purposely and personally believe that God delights in using and working in my weakness to demonstrate his strength rather than me saying, I'll take care of it, Lord. I'm adequate. I've got what it takes. I've got the capacity. I've got the wherewithal. We've got the skill set. We can deal with it. No, the Lord has more regard for the man or woman who says, God, I have nothing, but you have everything. I am weak, but you're strong. And God will work in your weakness to demonstrate his strength. I know that some of you have trouble believing that right now because it doesn't make sense. It's paradoxical, but it's true. Tiffany is from Seaford, New York, which I believe is on the south side of Long Island. That's where I found it to be. And she says this, when people notice other people's weaknesses, they try to break them down. When a drug addict goes through rehab, they go through a period where they're more vulnerable to get back on drugs or go back to drugs. When they get out of rehab and back to their homes, they're weaker and their friends, quote unquote, try to get them to go back on drugs. They continue to bruise the weaker side instead of building up the strong side and helping them change. If we treat other people like this, then we will get treated the same way. But by building people up, we allow them to see a glimpse of God. That's interesting. While building people up, we allow them to see a glimpse of what God can do. She quotes Ralph Waldo Emerson, who I know is a great author, but he's simply paraphrasing what Paul said. Our strength grows out of our weaknesses. The more we strengthen others and ourselves with God's help, the less weakness we'll show.
Well, I want you to do everything you can to hear parts 4 and 5 of this last message from the book of 2 Corinthians by listening tomorrow to Cross Hope. Our website, of course, is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. To listen to this message again or any message you may have missed on Cross Hope, that's crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.